on the last Sunday we preached from the 121st number or so. We entitled it, "Oh, to be killed." We're going to stand soft, and I looked at that 13th number of song for the rain. We want to deal with the divine. I'm going to speak from this thought. When God ain't acting, man, God. When God acting, man, God. You know, excuse me for my vocabulary. You know, we use ink sometimes, but we can understand some things. I grew up in Leesville, Louisiana. I was a member of the Pleasant Hill Baptist Church, where I was taught and pastored by Pastor Monroe Harrison. And I thank God for my upbringing. I really do. Pleasant Hill Baptist Church, because it was there that I learned some things about God. I was taught that God was a loving God, a caring God, a compassionate God, a merciful God. I learned some things there. I learned some big words about God. I learned that He was omnipotent. I learned that He was omnipresent. That he was everywhere at the same time. Yeah, I learned that God had all power to do anything. And you know, like I did, in your upbringing, you learned through the years that God is sovereign. That God is strong and mighty, and that God's grace is sufficient. Yeah, we've learned that God is a prayer hearing God and a prayer answering God. And some of you have learned right here in this church that God will be whatever you want Him to be. Come on, talk about to me if you can. We've learned some things. We've learned some cliches. We learned that He's a bridge over troubled water. And we learned He's a shelter in a time of storm. We learned those cliches. There's somebody in here this morning who's been sick, and you found out, and you can testify that God is a healer. I wish I had some help for you this morning. You found out that He's a lily of the valley. And then He's a bright, and come on, help me now. You know, I know you learned these things when you were a child, that God can be for us everything we need if we trust Him, and He will prove to us that there's nothing too hard for God. I've learned it, and many of us have learned it, and many of you have learned and still learning that God is all our all in all. And when we pray, God hears us and God answers us according to His will and in His own time. I know that God is about God. I've learned about God. I've experienced that with God. I'm not new to this. You know, I experienced this over and over and over again in my life. I know who God is. And I'm supposed to know who God is because I'm a preacher. And you do too, because you have experienced God for yourself. Come on, talk back to me if you have now. And even when you pray and expect God to answer, because that's what we learn when we pray. And that's why we pray before we eat. That's why we pray before we lay down and go to sleep at night. Because we were taught that we had a God who could go to in every situation in our lives. But beautiful, when I read Psalms 13, I don't see in the reading what I was taught at Pleasant Hill. Beautiful, when I read Psalms 13, I don't get that warm and fuzzy feeling from a loving, embracing, encompassing God that I was taught about at Pleasant Hill Baptist Church. Now, I don't know how many of you got your Bibles, but you need to read Psalms sometime. Yeah, when I read Psalms 13, some scholars suggest, watch this, it is an individual lament. It's a psalm. It's a psalm. It's a person. Some say that it's David fussing, complaining, and lamenting about his life circumstances. And you, the most laments, watch this, when you read it in the Psalms, are individuals talking to God about what the enemy has done to building. Most laments are a reflection of someone going on and on because something has diminished their life to a point where they can't go on any longer. And because of what they are going through, they go to God and say, Lord, I need you to handle this. That's what a lament is. When we have limitation in our scripture, it is somebody saying, Lord, I don't like what I'm dealing with. Lord, I don't like the fact that I'm dealing with extended circumstances, extended frustration, extended trauma. I don't like it when I come, when I got an issue. I'm supposed to take all of my issues and place them at your feet. I'm supposed to bring all of my burdens to the Lord and leave them there. But what do you do when your issue is God? Because the psalmist is not talking about somebody in the community who's getting on his nerve. No, the psalmist is tripping because God seemed to be tripping on him. I need you to stay right there now. Because I know this is not the God you learn about in Sunday school. This is not the God you've been shouting about even this morning. This is a God that is seemingly disconnected, seemingly detached. As a matter of fact, some scholars suggest that this is a God that has abandoned his servant. Well, who at the first? Well, look at the first two words in the text. These two words are classic. It says, how long? I've been dealing with this too long. I've been upset with this for too long. This thing has been bothering me for a long time, and you don't do nothing about it. I thought you were a loving, compassionate, kind God who was able to turn things around. Listen to him, Beulah. It's right there in the text, verse 1 and 2. How long, Lord, will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me? How long must I wrestle with my thoughts and day after day have sorrow in my heart? How long will the enemy triumph over me? Now, church, this doesn't sound like the God you've just been singing about. When we read these passages of scripture, ain't nothing thanksgiving in those texts. There's no hallelujah in these verses. What I see is an expression of genuine indignation. A strong displeasure of something considered unjust. The psalmist is upset. The psalmist is struggling. The psalmist is challenged about the reality that God doesn't seem to be acting like God. I know who I can go to when my enemies are against me. I know what to do when the kids are getting on my nerve. I can talk to God about that. When bad news weighs me down, when my circumstances are hard to handle, I know who I can go to handle it. But who do you go to when the problem is God? Where do you go? How do you handle that child of God? And now you're wrestling with the reality that God is not answering in a timely manner. I'm talking to somebody in here. Now, I know I ain't talking to nobody. I know I'm not going to get no amen in here because many of us sitting right here in Greater Beulah this morning have said those same thoughts has entered into your mind. And you said it to God, that you should have shown up by now. Come on, talk back to me. God, you should have responded by now. You should have opened up a door by now. How long do I have to go through this? All of the stuff that I'm dealing with seems like it's just too hard. How long, Lord? And when you look at the text, it appears that the psalmist is dealing with extended rejection. It's right here in the text. How long, Lord, will you forget me forever? Yeah, I'm rejected. It doesn't seem like I'm a priority on your list of to do things. I wish I could talk to some real people in here. I don't seem to be on your mind right now. I'm feeling dejected. Thomas had to deal with extended dejection. He got to deal with, watch this, extended separation. Will you hide your face from me forever? It's right there in the text, people. You're always turning your face away from it and denying the fellowship that we're used to have. Now, people, these are not words of somebody who just showed up in church on yesterday. Now, these are not words of somebody who just started walking with God 2 weeks ago. This is somebody who had an extended fellowship with God, and now the extended fellowship has been broken. Listen, I don't care how long you've been saved. You're going to have to deal with some moments in your saved, sanctified life where you don't feel the presence of God like you do as well. You can be saved preaching in the pulpit, singing in the choir, oh no, that's your Lord, deacon ministry, but you won't be having some issues that you feel like God is defending you, and you're out there all by